wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. We've all heard the song Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield. Jessie is a friend. Yeah, I know. He's been a good friend of mine. But lately, something's changed, and it's hard to define. Jessie's got himself a girl, and I want to make her mine. So many things wrong with the situation. Jessie's girl is already taken. She's in a committed relationship with, of all people, his friend. And what shifted? What's so difficult to define? That would be to justify jeopardizing a friendship for the possibility of a romantic liaison. Think about what if Jessie's girl were to find out? Do you think she'd be into it? Do you think she'd be into it enough to break up her current romantic relationship? Wow. Perhaps Jessie, her boyfriend now, perhaps Jessie is awful. Perhaps Jessie is an awful, abusive asshole. Perhaps a real walking bag of dicks, complete douchebag. It's all in perspective. For some people, even the thought of pursuing someone who is already in a romantic relationship is a big no. Some research suggests this may not be the case for everyone. In one study, approximately 64% of men and 49% of women reported attempting to poach someone who was currently in a romantic relationship. This can be a most disheartening thing to hear, dear. Even more demoralizing is that mate poaching can be very effective. In another recent study, monogamous couples who currently in a romantic relationship were to answer questions about their commitment, how attractive they found their current romantic partner, and how attractive they found the friends of their partner. This study was conducted over an extended period of time, and it concluded that mate poaching led people to value their current partner as less desirable and the poacher as more attractive. Yes, over an extended period of time. Researchers then asked the friend who was not in the relationship, the extent to which they participated in the accused mate poaching. Then they were asked to rate how much more attractive and how much wealthier would the poacher need to be for them to leave their current partner on a scale from 1 to 7, 1 very slightly more, 2 7 vastly more. Vastly more. Luckily, most friends reported doing little mate poaching. But for those that did, the greater the mate poaching over time, the less committed their friend was to their current relationship. In a different study, researchers asked couples to imagine being poached from their current marriage, dating, cohabitating, or long-term relationship. Findings revealed that how much more attractive and wealthy the poacher would need to be than their current partner depended on their level of commitment to even have a shot at ending their current relationship. Although the study represented a hypothetical scenario, partner poaching may unfortunately at times be a reality for some couples. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, spirits, angels, guides, gods. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, mwah, thank you. Until we meet again.